Oh, hello.
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I do apologize.
That's okay. That's all right. It's Friday. It's Friday.
Yeah.
I work in an office too, so that's why I'm so freaking jubilant. It's Friday.
Yes. Stay on the line.
Yes, ma'am.
One moment.
Sure, take your time. I work a phone too. Take your time.
Okay, I do apologize, but thanks for calling. My name is Brianna. At this moment, I'm experiencing system issues. Just hang in there for me, okay?
Yes, ma'am, no problem. I understand totally. I work on a main system myself.
Yes, ma'am.
What part of the world are you in?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, hey, I have some team members that I work with that live in Atlanta. I work for UnitedHealthcare.
Yeah, I'm trying to leave Atlanta. I've been here all my life.
Yeah, y'all had some bad storms earlier in the week, didn't you? Yeah,
It
that was a fun.
I'm just so ready for this coronavirus to go away.
Oh, honey. Well, I tell you what, a tall, lonely mountain in Montana looks really good right now.
Yeah, man. Every time you turn around, someone you know got corona or something. It's just crazy, man.
I understand. I totally get it. And
Okay.
as an insurance company, we call people to see how they're doing, and oh my God.
One moment. Just hang it up for me.
Do you get to work at home?
Yes, ma'am.
Me too. Me too. Listen, if you're me, you had to have your coffee in hand. You had to have your water in hand. Oh my goodness. There's a routine to starting up the system.
Yes. Hang in there for me.
I'm good. Believe me, I'm doing administrative stuff while we're waiting. I'm good. Like you, I have to update records every morning, so that's what I'm doing right now. Click and move, click and move. Is coffee your flavor of the morning, or are you a tea person?
I like vanilla. I like vanilla coffee.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah, with the vanilla creamer, put the vanilla creamer. Yeah. My mama, she don't put no creamer. She like drink her just, I don't know, it's so nasty.
My daddy used to be black coffee, period. I mean, don't walk past the refrigerator where the milk is even. I mean, he was black coffee only, and I'm just like my daddy. I'm engineer minded like him, and I tried black coffee, and it's nasty.
Very.
It's just you got to have some whipped cream in there. You got to have some stevia in there. You got to have some, oh my goodness, something.
Yes, I can't. Not no black
Can't do
coffee.
it.
I can't do it. The black coffee. No, I cannot.
And then, have you heard of that coffee called Death Wish?
No.
That is a strong, I swear they use the bark off the plant for that stuff. It's called Death Wish, and Walmart carries it. It comes in a black thing with a orange top, and I think there's a skull on the top. And I thought, well, I love strong coffee. I'm from South Louisiana, so we love strong coffee. So I said, well, let me try that. It is like a face peel. It is some serious coffee. So I downgraded to a dark roast coffee from Community because, man, that stuff is wicked. It's wicked.
Yeah.
That's some, and they have their own special cups and everything, these big, thick mugs. Shoo, you need it. It's wicked.
Yes, it is.
So I'm a vanilla, and Skinny Syrups makes a syrup that's a low-calorie. It's the vanilla caramel Skinny Syrup. You can get them off of Amazon. They taste pretty good. It's the kind of stuff that, like, Starbucks and stuff like that uses to flavor your coffee. It's pretty good stuff.
I have to try that. My mom, I don't know why she drank her coffee like that. I'm like, Mom, it don't have a taste.
Mm-mm. But there are some people that if the coffee itself is enough of a taste. And I've met people that can tell you the difference in a dark roast and a breakfast blend. Because a breakfast blend is real, real light, you know, real delicate taste.
Coffee. Ugh. I mean, like, I like my coffee real sweet. If I drank it, it'd be real sweet to me. But I have everything pulled up. Could you provide me with the zip code?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be 70395.
70395. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Schriever, Louisiana.
Okay, may I have the first and last name?
Stephanie Rodriguez.
For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
Yes, ma'am. 118 Broadway Avenue, Schriever, Louisiana, 70395. And you may have a post office box number, which is post office box 503.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for the information.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have located an account for... One moment, pull up. I have located an account for the Cryo Freeze.
Mm-hmm, yes.
How can I assist?
It's like a subscription. I think it's every other month or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my bank card that we used for that renewed in August, so I need to give you the new bank card information.
Okay, you said... Okay, you say you like to do what, ma'am? I'm sorry.
Update the bank card information.
Your
bank card that you have expired 8/20, and I got the new one, so I need to give you the new updated information.
Okay. Hang in there for me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get this call transferred over, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Stay on the line.
Yes, ma'am.
One moment.
All right, and you have a good Friday.
I will try. Hang in there.
All right.
Hang in there for me. Okay, I'm about to transfer now. Thanks for calling customer service.